Goodbye, Buffy.
Goodbye, Jody. Write to me.
Okay. But I don't write very good.
That's all right. I don't read very good.
The cup, see?
But you hit the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, sir. May we suggest that you try bending the knee?
Both?
No, sir. One.
One. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like that?
That's right, sir.
Hello, Uncle Bill. I can take Buffy to the park.
That's the best idea in a long time.
Bye.
Residence here. Oh, just one moment, please. Long distance for you, sir.
You try it. Probably Ted Gaynor. Hello, Ted? Yeah. Well, how's our bid look on that stadium job? Well, we just have to shave it down a little, that's all. Okay, I'll get right over to the office, right? Just keep calm. Bye, Ted. Well, it takes care of that. You call up the club and tell them I can't make the tournament this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, look.
Hey. Oh. Well, it's okay, Jody. It was an accident. You got a better swing than I have.
Sorry, Mr. French. I'll clean up the mess.
It's an excellent suggestion. I'll even help.
You don't have to be nice to me.
My intent is to protect the rest of the furniture.
French, I see you bring the little one, huh? What can I do for you, Signor French?
Ah, Signor Riccardi, I need antipasta, huh? Stracciatelli, filetti di merluzzo, alfirontina e pomodoro insalata, per piacere.
For a foreigner, you speak so beautiful. That's my Peppino again. Oh, Peppino, come in here. Oh, that boy, you're going to drive me out of my mind someday. He's the one to play the baseball. Play the baseball. I'll give him the baseball. Peppino, you're a very bad boy. You have no respect for people's property.
No, Papa.
That's the second window you broke this week. Now you go back in the storeroom and you stay.
Yes, Papa.
Go.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Peppino.
My boy. That's a kid of mine. He's the really something.
He just broke your window.
Signor, see how little is that a window?
Yes.
Any boy can hit a big window. My Peppino. Maybe someday he'll be another Joe DiMaggio. He make his papa very proud.
Mr. Riccardi, could I ask you something?
Sure, Jody.
If you like Peppino, then how come you stopped him?
Because I want him to grow up to respect others. He will not have respect if he goes around breaking at things. I love him, my boy, so I punish him.
Peppino!
Yes, Papa?
You thought enough about breaking things?
Yes, Papa.
Punishment over. Good boy.
Papa, can me and Jody play in the storeroom?
Sure. I've got a lot of things to get there for Mr. French.
Come on, Jody. I'll show you my clubhouse.
Okay. Mr. French, I won't break anything.
Yeah. Go.
Peppino, wait for me! That was neat the way your papa socked you.
What's so neat?
It means he loves you.
Who says?
Your papa. I guess my Uncle Bill doesn't love me.
How come?
He never socks me when I do something bad. Today I broke a big glass thing.
I should get socked for that. Boy!
All he did is kind of smile.
Once I couldn't watch Captain Hippopotamus for 2 whole weeks on TV.
Boy, your papa sure loves you.
Jody?
Coming, Mr. French. I wish I could get my Uncle Bill to love me enough to sock me.
Why don't you ask him to?
It don't count if you have to ask.
I could ask.
Nope, it's gotta be for real.
Why don't you give away Uncle Bill's ski sweater? That's his favorite.
Who could I give it to? It's pretty big.
Scotty, downstairs. He's big.
Thanks, Buffy. You're a pal.
Too bad I'm a girl. Uncle Bill will never sock me.
When he socks me, half of it will be yours. Hi, Scotty.
Oh, hi, Jody. What have you got there?
My Uncle Bill's skiing sweater. Here.
I don't ski.
My Uncle Bill says you must get awful cold standing outside.
Hey, your Uncle Bill's a good guy. I'll call him up and thank him.
He's not home. But remember to thank him when he gets here. It's the most important part. Mr. French, How soon will Uncle Bill be home?
Presently.
Mr. French, is it fun playing chess by mail?
Oh, intriguing. By George, I do believe that Mr. Mitford of London has given me an opening at last.
Good evening, Mr. Davis.
Hello, Scotty.
And thanks, sir. That sweater you gave me is very nice.
Sweater?
See? When Jody gave it to me, I told him your Uncle Bill's a good guy, and I mean that, sir.
Jody. Well, that's all right, Scotty. I'm glad you like it.
Now, don't send Jody down with any skis, sir. I'll buy my own.
I might just mention that to Jody.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, Jody. Hello, Buffy.
Did you see Scotty?
Mm-hmm. I see you gave him one of my sweaters, huh?
Yes, sir.
Jody?
Yes, Uncle Bill?
Now, that was a very generous impulse that made you give Scotty that sweater. There's not much of that left in the world today, and I'm very proud of you. There's one more thing.
What?
Next time, ask me. Okay?
Get soft, even if the sweater had holes in it.
Sure, because your dad loves you.
Jody, why don't you give Peppino's father mad and let him sock you?
It won't count.
Hey, I know. Why don't you play hooky?
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
We can hide out in my clubhouse.
We? You're gonna play hooky with me?
We are pals.
Bye. Suppose the teacher don't notice me and Peppino were gone.
I'll tell her. I'll get you in terrible trouble with Uncle Bill.
Hello.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but Jody's school just called. Yeah, he didn't report back to his room after lunch.
You heard from him?
No, sir. But according to his teacher, he's deliberately playing hooky.
You got any idea where he'd be?
Yes, sir. A friend of his named Peppino is also a fugitive. It suggests the latter's clubhouse, sir.
Well, get over there and take a look, will you? And call me right back.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Where is he?
Now, in his room, sir, waiting to be punished.
Another move from Mitford?
Yes, sir. You know, sir, I've been mulling over my counter move. I do believe, sir, that after 7 long months, I have him trapped. A bath, sir?
Oh, in a minute. As soon as I get through talking to Jody.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Wow, what you building there?
A bridge.
Oh, it's pretty fancy. See, you need some more support, see?
I played hooky.
Yeah, so I heard. How come?
Just felt like it. If you want to punch me real bad, my favorite TV program is Captain Hippopotamus.
Yeah? Is it time for Captain Hippopotamus now? Well, you better go on and look at it. I don't want to keep you.
Uncle Bill, you're not even going to sock me?
Of course I'm not going to sock you.
But playing hooky is bad.
Sure it's bad. I got real upset when French told me about that.
Real upset?
Yep. And then I remembered that when I was a little boy, I played hooky too one time. And I didn't have any excuse either. I just felt like it. Now, Jody? Just don't do it again. See? French.
Oh, good morning, sir. May we have a word with you, sir?
Sure, why not?
Well, someone, sir, has absolutely demolished my chess game.
Any idea who?
Oh, yes, sir. A child, approximately 6 years of age.
Ah, Jody or Buffy?
Jody, sir.
French, a man is innocent until proven guilty.
You wanted to see me, Uncle Bill?
Did I?
Yes, sir. About messing up Mr. French's chess game. I did it.
No, stay, French. Why'd you do it, Jody?
I just did, that's all.
You realize that's a pretty rotten thing to do.
Real rotten.
Of course, on the other hand, it was a very fine thing of you to come in here and accept sole responsibility so we wouldn't blame Buffy.
You mean I'm not gonna get sucked?
What do you think, French?
No great problem about rearranging the board, sir. I'll simply write Mr. Mitford and duplicate his board. Matter of a few days, sir.
You'd better apologize to Mr. French.
Is that all?
Jody, an apology is the act of a real man when he knows he's wrong.
Okay, I apologize. Goodbye, Buffy.
Goodbye, Jody. Write to me.
Okay. But I don't write very good.
That's all right. I don't read very good.
Jody, what are you doing here?
Just hanging around.
What's in the suitcase?
Just stuff.
How come you brought your piggy bank?
I like to have it with me.
Maybe I better call your uncle.
Oh, no, don't. Well, okay, call him. So I won't have to go out in the dark.
Jody, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to have to punish you. Running away at night like that, who knows what might have happened to you, huh? You're not going to get to look at Captain Hippopotamus for a whole week. And there'll be no trip to the museum on Saturday with French and Buffy, you got that? And that space helmet you wanted, that's out. Out. That clear? Now you get in that bed and you stay there until I tell you to get up.
Possible recourse, sir.
Well, why did he have to run away in the first place? And then I have to go and lose my temper. Now, what I should have done was discuss his problem with him first, you see. Any child expert will tell you that.
But, sir, the punishment is neither cruel nor unusual.
A trip to the museum could have been educational, you know.
Oh, but, sir...
In French, I don't know anything about kids, but I'm learning one thing. I've got to learn to control my temper. Now, he's probably in there crying his eyes out right now, and I feel like a heel.
Hey,
I just want to talk to you.
Talk?
Yeah, I lost my temper, and I think I was a little rough on you.
You gonna take back all that stuff?
Well, some of it. Feel better?
Don't you care what I grow up into? Don't you care what I grow up into?
What do you mean, don't I care what you grow up into?
It's about all those bad things I did, and you didn't sock me.
Well, of course I didn't sock you, Jody. That's not the way we're going to settle things around here.
Peppino's father socks him. He wants Peppino to grow up and have respect. And that's how Peppino knows he loves him.
He does. Oh, he does. Well, I see. Well, Jody, now you're going to have to be patient with me till I learn how to do these things right. If I understand you correctly, you want that kind of reassurance from me so you'll know that I love you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, honey, neither do I. I didn't up till now. All right, Jody. The no trip to the museum was for giving away my sweater.
Right.
And the no Captain Hippopotamus, that was for playing hooky.
Right.
And the no space helmet was for messing up French's chessboard.
What about running away? That was real bad.
Oh, that was horrible. Real horrible. Yeah, I'm going to have to think up something real tough for that one.
But Pino's father made him clean up the whole storeroom.
Oh, that's not tough enough for guys like you and me.
How about no dessert?
Kid stuff. Remember that football I gave you?
I need to practice. You wouldn't take that back, would you?
Worse than that, Jody. Worse than that.
Yep.
Jody, I'm going to let all the air out of it.
Uncle Bill, please, no!
I have to do it, Jody. That way, maybe you'll remember not to run away again.
Yes, sir.
Now, come here. Now, this is going to be for thinking for 1 minute that I don't love you. Are you ready?
Gee, thanks, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Tiger.